and they all brought a flourish of their own cultural styles with them. Most of the art discovered here has been taken to museums, but what survives tells the story of a cosmopolitan playground. There are curious abstract representations of a Nabatean goddess, carved heads from the wine-soaked Hellenistic cult of Dionysos. Recent excavations have brought to light ritzy villas carved into the living rock. Inside them, Here's to Happiness murals from that same Dionysian cult. Cherubs, vine leaves, the inevitable bunches of grapes. And from the later years of Petra's life, Byzantine mosaics found beneath the sand and rubble of a ruined church. Petra had its day, or rather its centuries, and then it ended. Not because of conquest, but because new trade routes simply made Petra commercially irrelevant.